Yeah. And we did this last year. We'll try and do it again this year as well. We're trying to talk to an artist doing a show at the Fringe. There's so many great things to see this year, as there is everywhere every year, with just an incredible amount of variety. You know, you've got plays, you've got comedy, you've got dance, you've got magic, you've got everything. And one that you should check out is the Ghana Roadshow, a 50-minute experience which blends contemporary movement, traditional rhythms, and breathtaking circus in a joyous performance that will be loved by families, children, and adults alike. And I'm very pleased to say, and I'm dare I say we are lucky to say, we've got one of the performers in the studio, dancer Lucky Lardy. Thank you for joining us, Lucky.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No
worries.
You
actually just nailed that description.
Oh, thank you. I didn't write it, but thank you very much. I appreciate that. I feel very lucky to have you in the studio here. Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get into dance?
So I grew up in Ghana, West Africa, and a community I grew up in, everybody dance. If you don't dance, you're going to play soccer, you're going to play music, or you'll be an acrobat. So it was very easy to learn. So I actually learned dance from the community I grew up in.
Wow. So you've been dancing since you were just a little kid?
Yeah, for about 25 years.
Yeah. What was it about dance that you loved so much as a kid, do you think?
Well, I guess the sort of the community, you know, like you're always surrounded by people. But also it also makes you really strong, you know. So it's like as a kid you don't easily get sick because you're always training and always sweating. So I think these two things are what like actually, you know, first got me to be very serious with dance.
Yeah. And were you're obviously very good at it as a kid, I suspect.
Yeah.
Because I was a terrible dancer, and I am a terrible dancer. Fortunately, this is an audio medium, otherwise I would do some dancing, but you don't want to see that. I was always at the back of we used to do musicals at school, and I was always at the back, and it was embarrassing. But you obviously weren't in that position. And then you came to Australia when you were how old?
I was 24 years old when I came to Australia. So yeah, I've been here for 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 40 today.
Well, you look 19. You look incredible. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
They say life begins at 40.
Yes.
That's very, very good. And what sort of dancing were you doing when you first came to Australia?
Well, I studied traditional West African dance, but I also did a contemporary art training, which it's, you know, it's really finding our own voice within our tradition and how we actually can use our body to create works like what we're going to be talking about now. So, I was doing both. And then when I came to Australia, I started working with a lot of choreographers. So I started learning more. And then also started taking a lot of mentorship program in Asia, Europe, and also Africa to really learn how to make work for stage.
Yeah. And what does African dance look like?
Well, so traditional Western, it depends which part of Africa you're looking at.
Yep.
But they all have the same philosophy, which is dance relationship with music. Dance is very much part of community. The audience, the musicians, and the dancers are always in this shared space.
Yeah.
That's a very easy description I can give you.
Yep.
And then also the actual dances often mimic daily life. So how we practice, the repertoires are passed down for 100, 300, 400 years. And, you know, it's part of everyday life. And then it's also taken and put on stage.
Yeah. Dance has to be one of the oldest art forms. There's something about it which is just so inherent to our humanity. You know, every culture has a form of dance.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for ages. And you're right, it mimics life. It's such an incredible thing to watch.
Yeah, we move. We move before we talk, is that right?
Yeah.
You know, we move, we sing with our voices, we moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, such a great art form. And of course, this show will have a real display of it. Tell us about what people can expect to see at the Ghana Roadshow.
So, Ghana Roadshow, in a short description, is a music, circus, and a dance show that is a celebration of the life on the street of Accra, which is the capital city of Ghana. You know, in Ghana, the street is filled with art, and the art is not separate from the people. Mm. So it's like every alleyway, you know, how the women dress at the market, how the all the onions and tomatoes and everything is set, it's all very vibrant. So, you know, you're always inspired by the space or how fishermen pull boat out of the water, how kids run out of the street and sing and play with, you know, refined objects and stuff. So,
Yeah. So it kind of mimics that just kaleidoscope of color and sound and light and expression you'd see in Ghana.
Yeah, and life, really. Yeah.
Wow. Is that what you're most excited about people experiencing from this show?
Well, I think I want to transport people into Africa, you know, into where I come from, which has always inspired me. I've always inspired my act, and so yeah, people should be expected to be mesmerized, I guess, really exploring this idea of you know, traditional culture and modernity. So there's a lot of experimentation, taking influence from techno music, a lot of hip-hop, a lot of afro beats, and then there's a lot of circus also, which are inspired by everyday life. So a lot of the objects that we're using in the show are part of everyday life. So we use a pan, and it's very significant in African culture. We used to carry loads. Uh-huh. We carry water, we wash our clothes in. And then 50 years ago, a group of people went to China, and then they developed a technique from that. So they spin like 8 pans with their hand and on canes and stuff. So that's going to be very much part of the show. We're going to have roller skating as well. We have a b-boy.
Roller skating?
Yeah.
Yes!
We have a b-boy. There's a trumpet player, and there's a DJ as well. And there's a talking drummer. Also, talking drum is a drum that it's a bilingual, so it can mimic every sound.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really mixed of everything. And it's set against animation of the pans and a lot of geometrical patterns and color of, you know, the sort of the color of the street of Accra.
Wow. And so many different styles of music. It sounds like there's something for everyone.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, everyone is going to be inspired. The music is going to fill your heart. The dance is going to fill your eyes. And then the circus is just going to mesmerize you.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds just like a full-on sensory experience.
Definitely.
Audience interaction a big part of the show?
100%. Oh. Yes. We have a DJ. Oh, I don't want to spoil this. Yeah, I don't want to spoil this for the audience. But yeah, yes, audience interaction is one big part of the show. And also, it's also part of the culture, because you never practice in studio or in closed door space. You're always practicing, playing music, even practice outside. So you always have audience.
Mm.
And the audience are part of the performance.
Oh, so fantastic.
Yeah, so definitely very big part, audience participation, big part of it.
Does the audience get to drop a few moves?
Yes.
Yo! Like a sprinkler or something?
That's all I can say. I don't want to spoil it for them. Okay. But also not to scare them, not too crazy move, just very, very simple. We just want to make everyone
have a good time.
Realize that. In Africa, we say if you can walk, you can dance. And if you can talk, you can sing. So we're going to bring that philosophy into the space. And people go, oh, actually, I could do this. Wow. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lucky, I'd love to agree with you from my perspective, but I'm a very stiff man. I don't move well. I'm very inflexible. What sort of training do you do? How could I improve my dancing abilities?
Well, I mean, a lot of stretching. That's the first thing. You just do some yoga stretching, and yeah, just go to the club and just really groove with the beat. You know, we say practice make man perfect. So more you practice, the more you get better at it.
So you're saying I should hit the clubs and just let loose?
Yeah, just let loose. Close your eyes and just let it out.
Oh, wow.
And then in the process of that, you're going to be discovering new things from your body.
How do I get as cool as you? I'm not this comfortable in the clubs. I'm very aware. I'm very just looking around, but you seem to be able to let go. That's fantastic. This is a very important performance too, for particularly for our culturally and linguistically diverse sections of Sydney. Do you think it's important to have these sort of performances for the West African community here in Sydney?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think one for the African community, but also for non-African community. I guess, you know, my show, because I had 10 years training in Africa, and I've been 15 years, so actually, you know, my work is sit between my influence of training in Africa, my education, and also my career here. And so every time I make the work, I try to bridge that. You know, I wanted to really inspire African community of like things they see in their everyday life on stage, but also to, you know, like also inspire Western audience also to learn more about African art, but also, you know, that, you know, we take influence from each other. You know, we play a lot of Western classical music as well.
Wow.
And both cross path. They all rhythm, they all sound. And yeah, so I guess, but also all the cast are from Sydney. That's the thing. It's like we all from, you know, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, and Senegal. But we've been living in Sydney for the last 20 years. So yeah, this is very important for the it's all African cast.
Excellent. And is there something that you hope the audience leaves feeling?
Oh, they're just gonna feel very inspired
and having fun.
Their heart is gonna fill with joy. The music are quite incredible. A trumpet player, next level. All the immediate cast are like one of the best in Sydney. And so coming together in one big show is just like, I'm like, oh, wow, how did we even get here? So, I mean, people are going to feel very inspired. Like I say, the music is amazing. The dance and acrobatic will feel. And then the visual projections as well. So there's everything for everyone. Visual artists.
Mate, movers. I cannot wait. I wish we had that same level of colour and excitement and expression in Sydney. We can be a bit bland here, don't you think?
Well, I mean, it's getting better. It depends where you are, really, you know. But I think the thing is, you know, it's very much part of our culture, you know. So everything is very, very, very colorful, you know. Like if you take a drone shot from the market, it's just like, wow, it's a part, it's like a map, you know, red, yellow, blue.
Man, you've inspired me. I'm going to Ghana. I gotta go.
You should go. It's the most coolest place. You know, people are very, very warm, very warm, and happy to guide you and, you know, help you out if you need help in finding where to go. You know,
you're so cool. Maybe you'll help me relax if I go.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you, mate. Well, if you want to experience the Ghana Roadshow, you can catch it at the newly refurbished Eternity Playhouse in Darlinghurst. It's on from the 2nd. To the 6th of September, off the top of my head, that's Wednesday to Saturday?
Tuesday to Saturday.
Tuesday to Saturday next week. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That is the very cool, the very fun, the very talented Lucky Lardy, head of that show, onto the Sydney Fringe Festival, the Ghana Roadshow. You can catch that next week, Eternity Playhouse. Sydney Fringe website, you're going to get the tickets for that. It's 20 minutes to